Ακούτε Κόσμος. Όλος ο κόσμος σε ένα ραδιόφωνο.
Ακόμα από την πολύ φρέσκια δισκογραφική δουλειά του Makaya McGraven με τίτλο Off The Record, εδώ ακούμε το track με τίτλο What A Life. Και πραγματικά έχω την πολύ μεγάλη χαρά να τον έχω εδώ δίπλα μου στο στούντιο του Κόσμος. Μακάλια, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is your first time you perform here in Athens, but is it generally your first time here in Greece?
It's my second time. I had a kind of extended layover here with my family over 10 years ago. I just got a quick taste, and so I couldn't wait to be back. And when I saw we were booked to be here in Athens, I was really excited. So I'm thrilled to be here.
So this time your experience will be, you know, better.
Oh, no, I mean, my experience was incredible, but it's going to be a little more extended. I can maybe spend a few more hours to soak up the vibe and really, you know, experience something.
Did you go out tonight somewhere?
Yeah, we just went out downtown. We had a nice meal, had some drinks, and then I kind of took a nice long run this morning to just see as much as I could, you know.
We've listened, as I said, the track What a Life from your new work of the record. The way you turn live improvisations into four distinct EPs, blending jazz, hip hop, and experimental sounds while keeping the live energy is really striking. How did you decide which moments to keep and which to resave for its EP?
You know, it's just a process of listening back and kind of hearing things that I like and moments that I find compelling and then just developing those ideas and developing ideas around that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was there a moment in the live recordings of the record that hit you on a personal level? Something you kept in the final cut because it carried a vibe you didn't want to lose.
I mean, I think that's everything. That's kind of the concept. I find that there's so much incredible musical moments around us. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're open to them, and whether that's improvised or what you might hear just walking down the street and hearing a piece of it, and maybe being able to reimagine that. Any sounds can be sampled and rethought. And so, you know, a lot of this process is like, let me create an environment, right, for mm-hmm. improvisation in a space, mm-hmm. and we're going to play free. And then when I listen back, it's like, oh, that was really cool, and that was really cool. And this was a process I came to back when I made the record in the moment 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and we did a series of live performances. And, you know, we were really trying to get people to come to the spaces, mm-hmm. and come see our improvised shows, and we're promoting it, yeah. You know. But then when I found when I could take those moments and recontextualize them, you know, through beat making process or finding different little pieces of composition, mm-hmm. and represent it on a new platform, then it was kind of hoping to bring light to the scene and bring light to what was going on there, whether it's my band or whatever local things that are happening.
Okay. And why four EPs, four different EPs and sounds?
Well, you know, I've, you know, gotten really into the format of presenting the music on an LP. Mm-hmm. And so four sides has been kind of a thing that's worked well, mm-hmm. for me, okay. in that sense, and having some parameters to create within is, you know, definitely helps make certain types of choices. And so when I was going through a variety of different sessions I have from different times and different places, you know, these are the ones that kind of like really stuck out as a certain piece mm-hmm. that I wanted to present, and this was the format to deliver that.
Your albums often are recorded and bring recording in different places and cities, and often bring together musicians from different cities and scenes, Chicago, London, New York, Los Angeles. What does community mean to you creatively, and how does a change of environment shape your sound?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when thinking about oral tradition and passing things on between generations or within communities, it requires contact with each other. It requires people sharing information, mentoring each other, playing each other's tunes, learning together. You know, no artist, I believe, is fully created in a vacuum. You know, often, maybe some have less, but like often, you know, they have collaborators and other musicians you came up with, teachers that you share with other musicians, you know, and those can travel beyond just a local scene, but can be part of like a national and international community of music and the way that culture and sound is transferred and shifts to the next generation. And so to me, with all of this life and culture, like immensely important for us to like harbor community, be lookout for each other, show up for each other, because that's how we've all been able to survive and grow for generations.
Yeah, true. You know, I was thinking today before I met you here recently, we've seen collaborations like Fred Again with Ezra Collective, for example, bringing jazz into a very electronic and mainstream space. From your perspective, what does this say about where is jazz today?
I mean, I think of jazz, right, is a term that becomes difficult to define. You know, if you're looking through the lens of the last 100 years or so, and we're in this post-genre moment in many genres where every genre has subgenre after subgenre after subgenre to be able to kind of try to define what the new sound is. And if I take a book out of the page of jazz artists that I look up to, like I say, Miles Davis, you know, I heard him say in an interview, they called it social music because rather than calling it jazz, social music, you know, even all the jazz of the early day that was popular music often was playing the popular music of the day through the lens of instrumental players and through improvising through these songs. And so like playing music to the styles of what's happening, speaking to the issues of today, speaking to the sounds around us through the lens of the way you play your instrument, how you write music, also within the history of the jazz musicians that came before us, to me, I think, is very much in line with the tradition of jazz and is not like a departure, but more is, you know, the art form we're taking a part in. And that's one line of it. And it's playing music for people now, playing music today, interfacing with the world, through the lens of as through my instrument.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever felt a sense of resistance or pushback from the more, how can I say, traditional jazz community, a feeling that you were crossing lines or moving outside what some people consider acceptable jazz?
I mean, not, no, yes and no. I mean, I think a lot, I think there's a constant question about that. And there's been a lot of debates about this, but I think that's, no, I don't, not really. I think there are many reasons why there is such passionate, people wanting to protect and steward this music for the generations that came before us. Because a lot of the musicians, you know, a lot of black musicians did not have, were not respected in the certain ways that they, that say classical counterparts were. Yeah. And so there's been a real effort to like show the importance of this culture and care for the music and hold a certain a bar of musicality there. But I think within that, there's been a lot of complicated discussions or like it's, you know, putting the music in certain places where it hasn't been able to like always be free and always interface with now. And I think it's a complicated, I think it can be complicated, but in the end, we're all here to kind of find your way through the music now and speak to the to the current issues. And I think all of these things can kind of be true at the same time. And that's what is so beautiful and complex about art.
Yeah. You're right. Του ζήτησα προηγουμένως, βασικά του ζήτησα χθες του Μακάλια Μακρέβεν να φέρει μαζί του εντός αγωγικών ένα track το οποίο θα παίξουμε εδώ στον αέρα της εκπομπής. Your track selection was Ask Me Now, Thelonious Monk. So... Thelonious Monk, Ask Me Now, and why this track selection?
Well, you know, I think just gotta love Monk. He was a trailblazer, and he was his own artist, and was making really unique music, and just kind of moved the needle.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a hero?
I got lots of heroes. Did I ever tell
you? You can name some of them.
I mean, I think, you know, I'll, in terms of some guy, like guiding lights and stuff, Miles is a great one. Yeah. I look to in terms of just his fierceness and, you know, I definitely don't want to take after all the way that he did things, but like, you know, in terms of a band leader and being a springboard for artists to like come off and who played in his band and they all had their own careers and everything. Mm-hmm. That's something that is an example that I've wanted to try to like have and like always surround myself with, not just really great players, but people who are their own artists, and I think that really, you know, supported a lot of his music. Was like, mm-hmm. you know, the way he was able to put bands together and had concepts like that, and made records. So it's a, throw that one out there. But I'm not one. I'm never. I don't really like to like single out, you know, number ones. You know.
Yeah, I see. I'm really excited for your show tonight at Gazzard. What can we expect from this show?
Well, you know, we've been on the road for a minute now, and we're playing the music on the record, off the record, mm-hmm. And a couple of other tunes from some other records in there as well. But most of the set is off the record, and so they are like the tunes that were created in this improvised kind of process, and then try to leave that to be a vehicle to have a journey mm-hmm. and improvise through the kind of the material and reimagine those pieces of music now in a new way, because maybe the instrumentation's a little different, and or maybe we can change the tempo or just take a compositional element of the piece that I turned into the record and then reimagine that again for the live space and to try to create an experience, really. And that's what I'm really going for, more so than like playing this composition or playing this, executing this tune, whatever. It's more like I'd love to try to like make an experience happen in the room, make everybody have a moment and celebrate you know, that experience of like humans convening, sharing space, and being present.
So it's going to be a special moment, and a special night. Κλείνουμε, θα θέλαμε άλλη μια ώρα να κάνουμε εδώ σύνδεξη με τον Μακάλια Μακρέβεν. Κλείνουμε με ένα πολύ αγαπημένο άλμπουμ, το We're New Again, ένα reimagination που είχε κάνει ο Μακάλια Μακρέβεν για τον Jill Scott Heron. Με αυτό θα κλείσουμε, θα ακούσουμε το I'm New Here. A few words for this work.
I mean, I was... what a opportunity to get to work with the words and voice of Gil Scott Heron, and was a real kind of moment for me in reflection on my career and everything, and just life in general.
Yeah, I see. Makaya, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. And see you tonight.
All right,
see you. Θα τον απολαύσουμε. Κυρίες και κύριοι, είναι ένα από τα live τα οποία περιμέναμε πώς και πώς, και από τα live τα οποία ξεχωρίζουν μέσα στο 2025, σε λίγες ώρες από τώρα, στο Gazzarte, στο Ground Stage του Gazzarte, ο Μακάλια Μακρέβεν, και κλείνουμε με αυτό το κομμάτι, το I'm New Here. Ακούστε αυτό το άλμπουμ, πραγματικά όσοι δεν το έχετε κάνει, όπως και φυσικά όλες τις δουλειές του Μακάλια Μακρέβεν. Ήταν ο Νίκος Ψωμιάδης στη ρύθμιση του ήχου, ήταν ο Μιχάλης Καμάκας στο μικρόφωνο και στην επιλογή της μουσικής. Ακολουθεί φυσικά ο Γιώργος Πολυχρονίου, και εμείς τα λέμε αύριο την ίδια ώρα στην ίδια συχνότητα. Μέχρι τότε, για χαρά.
You know me. snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to voice reason.